I'm ready for this.
All right, let's see if this thing actually works. Today is October 14th. It's around 11 a.m. I am Dan Sickens. I'm sitting here with Randall Reeves. Randall is our Warriors head instructor, guru, whisperer to the children, the man who can make results. And we were just hanging out over at the front office, and we were thinking about what's going on with our program, the growth of the school. And for me, I was seeing Randall get excited. He was excited over some pretty crazy results in a short period of time. So I'm like, dude, come on, man. This is a perfect opportunity to go do a podcast because I've been dragging on getting these things out. And Randall's like, yeah, let's go do it. So caffeine's kicking in, and I got Randall over here. Randall, thank you for sitting down with me and hanging out.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what are you up to? What are the Warriors doing? What's going on?
Well, the Warriors are awesome. You know, in class, we're always talking about having good self-discipline, doing things without being told. You know, number one, doing your homework so you can get the most knowledge, cleaning your room, eating the food that your parents want you to eat, brushing your teeth, going to bed on time, helping around the house, and we've been really starting to talk about in the morning when you wake up for school. Are you watching some cartoons? Are you taking your time to get up? You know, what should we be doing? Should we be focusing on getting ready and being our best for school? So now what we're talking about in the classroom is how can we be our best before we get to school? So waking up in the morning and prioritizing things that are important to get done and having some extra time. So they've been prioritizing things. They get up in the morning, they eat their breakfast, they brush their teeth, they get their clothes on, they're ready to go, and they have that extra 15, 20 minutes. So I asked them, so what things can we do? Should we be watching cartoons? Should we be playing video games? Is that going to help us be our best when we get to school? And I said, no, I don't think so. What could we do? So what we talked about is, you know, important things to get us ready for school, making sure that we know our parents' phone number, making sure that we know our home address, working on some spelling, working on some math, things that are going to help us be our best when we get to school and have that mindset for learning when we get to school, and whatever we can do to help us be our best when we get to school. So now I'm getting honor stripe certificates where I'm getting teammates coming in, and they're getting honor stripe certificates for doing that at home for a whole week. They've just been working on being their best. One student came in and she's been working on her spelling and math for that extra 15 minutes instead of just, you know, dawdling around and not getting to what they need to be getting to. And so she's on her way one more, and she's going to get a super stripe and ring the gong in front of everybody in the classroom, and everybody's going to know she's being her best outside the school as a martial artist.
That was that's the story you were telling me up at the front. You were saying this little girl, because of what you were teaching in class, decided to turn off the TV and to work on her spelling in that little 15-minute period of getting ready before school time. And the parents are coming up to you just glowing. Is that right?
Yeah, it was super awesome. I've been talking about it the last 2 weeks, and I'm already getting results. They're coming in, and they're making they're earning it. They're earning that super stripe, and it was awesome. I was a very proud teacher.
Oh, dude, you're making incredible changes in those kids' lives. Now you've just gone over a year with us. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. How do you feel the program has matured in the time that you've been here?
Well, the honor stripe certificates, I would say within the time I've been here, the first couple months I seen one or two here. But at this point, I've consistently get probably 5 to 10 honor stripe certificates a week.
What is an honor stripe certificate for those of us who don't know?
Them being their best as a martial artist outside the school.
Wow. Okay.
Being their best and aiming high.
And how does one get that? Like, what do the parents? Is that what the parents fill out at the front to recommend their kiddo for? Is that right?
Yes, sir. And that's them, you know, consistently working on something. You know, I encourage the parents not, well, you know, Johnny was doing good today for one day. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for them to have that consistency. They're practicing it, and they're, you know, working on being their best.
Wow. How many students are you responsible for? How many kids are in your program?
About 148.
148. 148, and that's 4 to 7-year-olds?
Yeah. 4 to 7 year olds.
You were also saying earlier, you're thinking about revitalizing. No, what's the right word for that? Rebooting, restarting the Mini Warrior program.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that. Teacher John was doing Mini Warriors, and I've gotten two of his old students from Mini Warriors who are now in Little Warrior, and they are awesome. So I want to get that started and get the Mini Warriors back in. And there's a lot of 2 and 3 year olds running around the school. So I want to make sure they can get in. And, you know, at some point I know they're going to want to train. Their brothers and sisters are training in the classroom right now. And a lot of them I can hear on the sidelines. The 3 rules of concentration, and they're over there saying eyes, mind, and body, you know. So it's great to see that already going on at that early of an age.
That's awesome. What else happened yesterday? Let's see. We had a crazy Monday. I thought it was a... Wow, we had Tang Soo Do start, is that right?
Yeah, and that looked like that was an awesome class too. I saw what was going on over there, and there was about 5 or 6 students, and Maria was an awesome teacher, and they were really into it, and looked like it was a great class.
Maria's kind of an awesome person, isn't she?
Oh, she's super awesome.
She makes our t-shirts, she works customer service at the front desk. She's an amazing fast defense instructor. We just got back from a training in Reno at one of our partner schools, Evolution Martial Arts, and she owned it, man. She would demand the respect of the class. She gave great content, and now she launched her own program, Tang Soo Do. She's a third degree from what I understand, and when she flew into Reno from the fast defense training, she flew in from Las Vegas having done like her, I don't know, 5th or 6th tournament of the year that she's flown outside of Portland to attend. I don't know a whole lot about Tang Soo Do. Did you know a lot about Tang Soo Do?
No, I did not.
I don't until she educated. I guess that was the same when Jim from Family Kicks joined us too. All I knew about Taekwondo is the stuff you see in the Olympics, you know, like the Taekwondo sparring. And you and I kind of have a similar background where we were a Taekwondo school, but not really. We were more of a mixed martial arts school that had an identity crisis. I don't know, for lack of a better term. But it's fun seeing these different styles join us. Have you had a chance to see the Wushu class?
Yes. That was amazing. The technique, the intensity and form in spring was awesome. I enjoyed watching it. And I only wish I had time to get into it too, because it was really impressive to watch.
She's a master. I mean, when you can understand what she's saying, she is a master. Bless her heart. No, she's a great wushu teacher, and I didn't know that much about wushu until she joined here either. I got to study on my martial arts, man. I can tell you what fundraisers we're doing though.
That sounds great.
I can tell you the fundraisers. I can tell you the Fusion events. That's where I got my black belt in, is under Fusion. And you're testing too, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
What, you're testing for second degree. How long have you been a first degree?
Since 2003.
2000. Whoa, that's over 10
years. It's a long time.
No, I'm gonna dig into you a little bit here. You were almost set up to go for your second degree. And what prevented you from being able to do that?
Just the funds. The test was $550, and at the time, just didn't have the money to do it.
Did you say $550?
$550.
Didn't you have to travel to
San Jose
from Vegas? Wow.
Yeah, so I had to pay for my trip up there and then the testing fee. And so it was just And after all the training, I thought my master instructor was going to pay for it, but he didn't have the funds to do it, and so I was all ready to test, but wasn't able to test.
How did that make you feel?
It was,
obviously.
It didn't feel great, you know, and the awesome thing is now to come up here, and it seems I just got here, and the last group was just testing, and now here I am, it's on the doorstep, and I'm going to be testing. So it's exciting. It's a huge team that I get to train with, a huge family. So I'm excited, and I can't wait to put on that Aim High second degree Fusion belt.
You'll have earned it, that's for sure. My gosh. Holy, you know, every test is a different group, and there's always the students in those tests that the financial difficulties and the hardships are very, very demanding on their family. And I guess not just finances, but the time that it takes to test. And you've heard me say, hopefully you've heard me say over and over again, how cool would it be if we had an establishment, a facility, that tuition dollars was not what we depended on to pay our salaries and to keep the lights on and to make sure that we have the newer equipment? How cool would it be if through our nonprofit fundraising methods, we were able to have that as a funding source so that when we have students who can't afford, well, not a $550 test. I think there's $300, $350 for students with the belt and the gi and everything, which is cheap comparatively. But what if we had a student who couldn't afford that and we said, that's cool. Like, you know, we got this, you know, like, I mean, and the funding is coming from people who see the value in our community and through grants and all that. It's just, it's an untreaded model in the martial art industry. And I know that we can do it.
I know we can do it too. And it'll be amazing when we can accomplish that, because that'll be all we can just focus on is the students and not have to worry about the other things that keep the lights on and keep everything going.
I'll do that. I'll focus on that stuff and make sure that you guys are just teaching amazing classes like you are. Well, your program has grown over the last year, so I think the proof is in the action there, that if you weren't teaching awesome classes, it wouldn't have grown like that.
Yes, sir.
Jim's doing the same. He's at, what, 170, I think?
Yes, sir.
Fusion's a little over 200.
Yeah.
Tong Sudo's got 5. But it started somewhere.
Numbers are looking good.
Aim High started with, I think, 6. We had the Prinz boys, Hunter and Noah. We had Zoe Aaron, who's testing this year with you. She's testing for her third Dan, I believe. Taylor Williams, who we've heard many times pop up in the different crazy stuff that she does for, like, building wells and making sustainable protein bars that cost, like, 20 cents.
Awesome teacher.
She compliments you, the Warrior program, well.
Yeah, we're a great team. I like having her. Yeah, I like her a lot.
We're good. We gotta just keep moving forward. What else is going on? We got a Halloween masquerade party coming up. Additionally, that's a fundraiser too. Everything we do is a fundraiser. But with the masquerade ball, I think it's $10 or something, and includes the food and the candy and just a fun, safe environment on Halloween. You just got done doing an amazing parents' night out.
Oh, my goodness. These kids. These last 2 weeks, the kids have just been superstars. They've been amazing me. I mean, they're keeping their eyes on me. I also get a... They can earn a super stripe for, which
super
I call...
Super stripe.
I call for it. Yeah, I mean, they get it for their honor stripe certificate, but they also can get a bonus, which is an extra stripe. So if they can keep their eyes on the teacher, the whole class... consistently. Little Warriors have to do 2 weeks, Warrior Juniors a month. I will give them a super stripe on the spot, and they go ahead and ring the gong in front of everybody in the class, and they know they're being their best as a martial artist. So, you know, there's always those incentives too, and it's all about them being their best and aiming high. And this P&O, since a superstar, we're going on 2 weeks now. The P&O, usually we don't get it to all the games that I want to get to, because maybe a couple of them are not being so focused, and I have to get their focus back. Then we get to games, then we get their focus back. This whole P&O was all focused. There was 25 kids. We went and did every single game that we wanted to do. They did exactly what I asked them to do. It was amazing, and I was a proud teacher to see every one of them do exactly what I asked them to. So I just hope every P&O starts to be like that, because it was amazing.
How much do those things cost? Are those $28? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
$35 at the door? You can't get a babysitter for that.
Exactly.
You can't do, and with dinner and with education and fun and a safe environment.
Yeah, and believe this, we're still going over the 3 rules of concentration. Is it important to be our best? The martial art philosophy is in everything we do, even if it's a parents' night out. Still talking about those and being their best. And, you know, it's just as educational as it would be if they were in the classroom.
You know, parents can log in and they can see the classes that you're teaching, and they can log in and they can see the parents' night outs through the little camera that we were just looking at. We got a generous donation through Dropcam, and because of that donation, we're able to put live streaming cameras off of our website. Parents, at the request, now it does go on and off depending on the schedule. We don't want people logging in at 2 a.m. and staring at the floor, but during appropriate times, we have the camera live streaming, and when people call, either new people wanting to see class or a parent who's concerned, like the slumber party that we did, we had them streaming the whole night so they could see what's going on with their children. If you go to aimhighma.org/dropcam, and then there's a link to it on our homepage too. Parents can log in; they can see the work that you're doing.
That's amazing. It's awesome. And, you know, when I was teaching in Vegas, I only dreamt about the stuff that we're doing here now, you know, as a parent myself, to be able just to jump on and see what my kid's up to or what's going on is an awesome feeling, to know exactly what's going on. And the parents, I know, feel really relieved to be able to drop their kids off somewhere safe and they can go have a date night and get a little relaxation and come back and I've tired them out and take them home and then go to sleep.
There you go. Man, you got a heart of gold, Randall.
Thank you, sir.
We're very blessed to have you here with us. And, you know, the school is just, it's good for me to take a moment to zoom out and just kind of focus on what everyone is doing, because I'm so locked into this little cave back in my office so often that it's, for me, sometimes refreshing to see what you guys are all up to, you know.
And we always enjoy when you come to pianos and sleepovers too, because we all, you bring a little something to it. So
yeah, I'm the one who derails it. I'm in trouble.
I don't know about that. The kids love you.
Last thing we want to touch upon on this ADHD bouncing around caffeine conversation is our after school program. That's an initiative me and Samantha have been working on, and I'm surprised it's $25 a day. And we will go to the child's school. We pick them up, bring them back. We have a educator who has a master's degree in education. And we snack them, homework them, put them in martial art class. Are we charging too much? Because I think we have two or three enrolled in it. And I was surprised. I thought that there'd be more of a turnout.
I think it's a good price. You know, if I wasn't here already, I would definitely, would be nice to know that someone as a martial artist and someone that I trust would be coming to pick up my kids and take them somewhere safe and help them with their homework and, you know, get jump in class. As I can see, Kendall and Brendan, they come in, and Kendall's coming in helping out with classes, and Brendan, and they're doing their homework. And so it seems like an awesome, awesome thing to be able to have.
Yeah. I think we're going to be putting out some more information about the after-school pickup program. And I think we're going to change it so that you don't have to do the whole week. You can pick your days that you want to be picked up. And our goal is we want to get at least 10 active students daily in that class. So that'd be like 15 enrolled, depending on the day. And I know we could hit it. But if anyone's listening and you guys have any ideas or suggestions, or you're interested in the Aim High After School Pickup Program, make sure to let us know, because we are always evolving. We're always changing the way that we do things and our methods. And sometimes it works. Sometimes, there's room for improvement. I guess there's always room for improvement.
Yes, sir.
Rock on, man. Well, what else do you want to let the viewers, the listeners know?
Well, I'm coming and train at Aim High Martial Arts.
Absolutely. Parents, you can do this too. You absolutely can do this too. Randall and I were talking earlier about how we go out, we train full out, and then we get injured. And there's been a lot of talk, especially for third and our fourth degree testers, as they've matured in age, that we need to start some sort of an executive course for the silver hairs folks, you know, to get out there and train without having to compete with some 20-year-old Olympic athlete kicking our egos around. But that might be coming down the line. It's always fun to see the new things that are happening in the evolution of the martial arts school. This is Dan Sickens and Randall Reeves. You're listening to Transparency, a podcast through Aim High Academy of Martial Arts and the Aim High Foundation. For contact information, you can see aimhighma.org. Feel free to give us a call here at the school at 503-640-8628. And until our next one, probably November, because we have a ton of stuff going on then too, huh?
Yes, sir.
This is Transparency.